guys, and welcome to the first show of the Misplaced Wilsonians for 2007. I'm Merrick, and I'm here with my brother Marshall.
Say that's hello. Me.
We've got a lot of news going for you this year, this spring training, which seems to be going pretty well.
Woo!
We have some stuff to discuss, and most importantly, the Sox are back on the field.
Yes.
This is so good.
I've been waiting so long for this, I'm so happy that it's finally back.
Even though it's Florida, I like seeing grass, I like seeing bats hitting balls, it's all really exciting.
Can I just say, before we get into the show, it's good to have you back with me. I've been doing a few shows without you. I've been trying to work my way up there, and now you're back. I feel like we're a team again.
Yeah, definitely.
TMB are back.
Well, it's partly because of kind of travelling difficulties and trying to meet up at the same time, plus the equipment's so hard to haul around. As you can tell, we have some new spanking, really awesome equipment, so hopefully it should sound a lot better now.
New equipment, guys, new equipment. Get ready for these crystal clear podcasts coming down your internet connection.
Wow.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, that's the catch line in the commercial there. What should we get started with, really?
Let's talk about our new pitcher, our Japanese pitcher. Let's fire away.
Okay, $103 million. It, in my opinion, so far from his two starts in spring training, he's looking pretty awesome. I mean, he's pitched two scoreless outings. Got a couple strikeouts, and he's pitched a slider-like ball. So this could be, for all we know, the start of his gyro-ball
pitch. Yeah,
sure. I mean, scientists say it happens. Matsuzaka himself says he doesn't actually know what it is, but he says he might do it. So maybe it's a secret to be held. Oh, I'm thinking on a nice day in the Bronx against leadoff hitter Johnny Damon. That
I like
would be
it.
Quite nice.
I like that thinking. I like that. It's good. Keep it until we need it.
Good.
How I feel, yeah.
Also, I just wanted to come in to Johnny Damon. They had an article on him on Nessun the other day, and he's gloating about how much he loves New York. So I think we just slap him around a bit, give him some more booze whenever we see him, because he's loving New York. I mean, it's a great city, but not in the Bronx.
And from him, man. I'd expect more from him, man. That upsets me a lot.
So, yeah. Anyway. Let me just... Back to Matsuzaka. Okay. So, he's been pitching pretty awesome, as has all of the pitching staff.
Yeah, of course.
Main issue is that our ace, Curt Schilling, gave kind of an ultimatum to the Red Sox. He said, yes, he does want to pitch in 2008, which was kind of a shock to everybody. But he wants the Red Sox to give him a deal during spring training. Now, that deal didn't go through because he showed up overweight and they felt, oh no, he's too old, he's too fat, he's not going to be able to do anything next year. What they forgot, obviously, was that 2004, Schilling was overweight. 2004, Schilling had a broke ankle.
Can't get rid of Schilling that easily. No.
2004, we won the World Series. So, if he does the same thing again, don't be worried, because I'm pretty sure Schilling will be back next year if he does the same thing again. Also, another quick thing to add. If the Red Sox win the World Series, you get a free couch at Jordan's, so you might want to get that quickly.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I'm going to go sign up.
They're advertising it. If you buy now, well, you don't buy. You don't pay anything. And if the Red Sox win a World Series, you get to keep your couch for free. Which is a brilliant deal.
I like that idea.
I mean, I don't work for Jordan's, but that's quite a good plug for them.
Yeah, no, do it, no. Just going back to the Schilling thing. I was reading a little while ago, just before that all came out, somebody actually leaked a bit of information, I don't know if you heard about that, about him not wanting to come back or something like that, to that effect. And I remember when he did come back, he was really upset that someone inside the Red Sox organization
had somehow
leaked that. And he knew it wasn't Theo, and he knew it wasn't Tito.
I think I heard about that. Yeah.
I just felt like, on his behalf, that's a little bit let down of trust from his teammates.
Theo and Larry Lucchino and all the bunch, they all say it's a business decision. But, I mean, he has said the hallowed words, which, again, Johnny Damon once said, I will never play for the Yankees. Now, hopefully, it seems that the Schilling says it with a bit more conviction and that he actually believes that. But if they're going to offer him $20 million for 2008...
Who knows?
It's going to be hard for him to say no.
Money.
Back to the pitching rotation. Okay, Schilling starting off. He's doing some really good stuff. Also, Matsuzaka really wowing us. At the moment, he seems to be worth $103 million. If he can get, you know, in his rookie season, I guess they call it rookie season, even though he has been pitching in Japan, if he can get, you know, 13, 14 wins, that's good in my books. And if he's going to get better and better, that's going to be amazing. Who else have we got? Wake's had some rough outings so far. In his outings that he's been doing, he's been letting some runners on, but I guess that comes with knuckleball. He lets players on, but the defense have been able to get it back together and stop the runs from coming in, which is good on Wakefield's behalf. Who else have we got? We've got Beckett. His first outing, bit shaky, not too sure about it. Second outing, he was powerful. He seemed to be back on form that he was in the Marlins when we wanted him then. Last year was a bit of a down season for Beckett, but this year looks pretty top stuff. Also, we have Jonathan Papelbon moving into the starter position. Now, Papelbon, in my opinion, has been the standout pitcher of the spring training so far. He has just been shutting down everyone he comes against. The normal Papelbon over one inning in the ninth has been spread out over three innings, getting strikeout after strikeout, really keeping his aggressive, dominating stance on the mound. Really impressive stuff. Who else have we got there for pitching? We got to see Hideki Okajima, our new reliever from Japan. He's okay. He's not anything compared to Matsuzaka, but all the relief we have is good.
I think it helps as well that he's there for Matsuzaka, just to, you know, get things the ball rolling. And I think that was quite important in the early stages of when Matsuzaka came over, because it means he wasn't coming over to Boston by himself. He didn't, you know, it wasn't completely by himself in a completely new environment, that sort of thing. He has someone to get on with, talk about pitching. And I think it's good how they're both pitchers as well.
Definitely.
That really, I thought that was a clever move.
Well, Hideki first came to Boston first, and he was in loads of interviews, and Tino Savastio goes up and asks him, what's the one thing you're most expecting about the Red Sox? What are you really waiting for? And he's like, to play with Matsuzaka.
Yeah.
So, he's got a buddy now. He can learn English with him. In fact, as the Red Sox themselves are learning Japanese phrases, and Matsuzaka, of course, they're learning English, Matsuzaka has promised to teach Curt Schilling Japanese once he's fluent in English, which means that Curt Schilling's going to be able to communicate with all these new pitchers, and I really see the Red Sox being a new central place for Japanese players, as the Mets are and the Yankees and the Mariners.
For sure. No, I think it's great for culture for the team, the Red Sox as a team, Boston as a place, and both for our Japanese brothers and sisters, because I mean I've seen a lot more fans sort of come over, I guess, with the Matsuzaka fans, the transition. They've all moved over to Boston and they're now following Boston from home, and we've all now got a lot more cultural people.
It's even evident down in Florida at the moment that most of the billboards behind home plate have been there's a Japanese TV company called Funai which have been advertising behind home plate, which is unheard of in Red Sox kind of style.
New media, new faces, new programs.
New money. I mean, the media that shows up at spring training even is just hundreds of cameramen, and he's getting interviewed in normal Red Sox kind of Nesson situations, and he's getting asked questions in Japanese, and they're getting translated into English for American TV. Pretty impressive stuff. Anyway, key element here for pitching, the return of John Lester. Just a miracle was able to happen for him, and he's recovered completely from his lymphoma cancer.
Yeah, excellent to see him get over that, guys.
He pitched an inning in a B game a couple days ago, and he seems strong, scoreless. He looks like he's really on form. He's smiling. He's happy. He really wants to get part of the team. Questionable whether he'll be back in the starting rotation, seeing as we already have five pretty amazing, strong starters. But that he could be used if there's an injury, or they might even think about doing a six-man rotation. But currently, he's not up to the form of the other five main guys, it seems, so far. But yeah, it's pretty impressive to see our pitching rotation really get off to a good start.
Pitching is looking good this season, guys. I think it's going to be key. Okay, guys, in case you didn't know, we now have a MySpace account, which is myspace.com/TMB podcast.
Woohoo!
That's myspace.com/TMB podcast. Woo-hoo! We are we are collecting fans, we're building up the fan base, and that's basically our hub for everything. So if you go to that MySpace account, you can then get to our blog, you can then see our email address, and you can comment on that page, you can send us personal messages, and you know, talk socks. We're trying to get guys, everyone, to you know, talk socks and be a community there.
Definitely. Also if you go on the MySpace, can you just keep clicking refresh, because we want to feel that people love us by, you know, how many views we have. It makes us feel much better. Oh, look, we have 300 visitors. That's really cool. So, from the MySpace, I've started doing a blog, which is probably... It's kind of more current than the podcast as of yet. We're going to try and keep the podcast up running and kind of...
I would like to apologize, but I can't explain. Database. We have a lot of stuff to get on with, guys. I had to get the new equipment, and I just waited for sort of spring training to come to sort of start getting the podcast off again. So basically, check out the MySpace. It's going to have the latest podcast on the MySpace, so that's where you can listen to it, and then you catch up there, and then also go to our blog. You've got a link on the MySpace to the blog page. The blog's updated more or less every day, every other day. That's also where you can go and talk socks. You can have a chat with us, and just see our points of views and all that kind of stuff on there.
Yeah, the address for the blog is www.tmbblog.tk. You should be able to get that pretty easily. Like I said, it's the most up-to-date one. I'm kind of giving news and information about when games are on, and also kind of some commentary on some interesting stuff that we're going to bring up a little bit later in the show.
That's also, I'd just like to add, that's a Boston sports blog. So you won't just get your Red Sox stuff there, guys. You're going to get your Bruins, your Patriots, your AAA, your AA, anything that comes up in the
Boston
news.
Boston College Eagles, Boston Celtics. Yeah, it's all on there. We're not just Boston Red Sox fans. We're Boston fans at heart.
If you're a Bostonian, you love the Boston sports, you're going to find it on that page.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now on to the power and defense of our team. We've made some changes. Could be good, could be bad, we don't know. But first off, I'm going to give you like the starting lineup. Go person by person, just see how things turn out. Okay, Julio Lugo.
Shortstop.
Shortstop, yes. One of the impressive shortstops in the AL. Picked up from Tampa. Well, I think he was a free agent. This should be an upgrade offensively at shortstop. Alex Gonzalez, he was good defensively and he could bounce around, he worked well with Lowell and Loretta.
Yeah,
but Lugo, I think, brings something different to the plate, and hopefully he'll do well with flirting with the monster.
Bring something different to the team, something good.
Next up, Kevin Youkilis, our favorite.
Yeah! First base.
What is there to say about Yuke? He's consistent. He's got a good average. He'll hit the ball.
Keep it going, man. Just keep up your stuff.
I mean, Youkilis, he's a dirt dog. He's just brilliant. There's nothing you can say wrong about him. David Ortiz, we're just going to breeze past him. There's nothing you can say about him.
He's
the best player on the team. Offensively, 54 home runs last year. Hopefully to improve that. That's it. Next up, Manny.
Left field.
He showed up 3 days earlier to spring training than they actually asked him to.
I couldn't work out this.
Just a reminder, though, 3 days early is actually 2 weeks late.
Yes.
Because the rest of the team showed up 2 weeks earlier, but he was given time off because his mum was ill. I'm sorry, Manny's mum, but when you're getting
paid... The boy needs to be at work.
When you're getting paid $20 million a season... You kind of need to be there on time. But 3 days early, that's good for Manny. That's Manny not being Manny.
We love Manny anyway, whether you do it or not. Just don't leave.
I mean, maybe he's decided to grow up a little bit. Maybe he wants to show that he's positive. He didn't seem to demand a trade as much this season, off-season.
Do you think during the off-season, now, I've only just thought of this just now, but do you think during the off-season he was watching what the Red Sox were doing, and as it was coming together, he thought, hang on a minute, I'm not going to ask for
we might win.
Because we might get somewhere again, We might do well this season again.
But you know what he's like? I mean, the Red Sox start losing, he'll like have an ingrown toenail. Oh no, I'm off for the rest of the season.
Too bad, guys.
So we'll just pray that we're winning all the way, of course, leading the AL the whole season. Next up, our new acquisition, JD Drew, picked up from the Dodgers. There was some problems, they thought, It was rigged. They thought the Red Sox had done kind of a behind the scenes trade with Scott Boras, and anyway, in the end, it all got cleared. The Dodgers dealt with it. He came out of his 4-year contract with the Dodgers. He's with us. Theoretically, he should be an improvement over Trot Nixon, who was our favorite dirt dog. You know, the real guy.
Yeah,
he's gone to Cleveland, though. Another good team. We love Cleveland. Big up to Glasgow Indian. Anyway, offensively and defensively, he should be an upgrade. He hasn't had a chance to figure out the interesting edging in right field and pesky pole area, but I'm sure he'll learn soon enough. Third base, Mike Lowell, anything to say about him? He was amazing last year, doing some really good defense.
As long as he keeps up what he was doing last season, I think he'll be fine. Yeah.
He's probably the key to our defense. He can really organize things, tell everybody where they are.
Yeah.
For me, he seems to be the one in control of the defense.
Some great plays by him last season, I must say.
Yeah, they definitely were.
Yeah.
And what can you say about our captain? He's everybody's drinking buddy. He's our favorite. Jason Veritek. I mean, he is the leader. He knows what's going on. He organizes the team. What can you say about him? Hopefully this season, though, he won't be in an injury situation like he was at the end of last season.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Maybe just try and get some better numbers this year. I think he's definitely capable of being one of the best catchers in the league again. Definitely. Then our man, Coco Crisp, broken finger last year.
Yeah, I was upset by that.
We didn't get to see too much of his
first season with the Sox,
because he got that injury really early, and it went through right through the season, and it didn't really kind of wear off.
That's another concern I've got, guys. We've got a lot of new players here which haven't played for the Sox before. If they have, they've only played a season. That means, of course, you guys all know, they've got to learn Fenway. Now, Fenway is a difficult park to learn, and it's going to take them quite a few games, I think, to master. I mean, even with training, it's going to take them some good teams, some good games to master the walls and things like that.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing that worries me, guys, is injuries. If these guys get injured, these guys are amazing players, hitters and catchers and outfielders. And if we injure a lot of these guys, we're going to be in trouble. So I'm just hoping and praying that we have a good season.
Well, I mean, I'm still kind of optimistic. We have quite a good bench. We have Willie Moe for outfield. Yeah, we have upcoming David Murphy. He's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Alex Cora has been around for the past few years. He's been doing the odd thing whenever someone was sick or needs a day off. He's been doing good. Eric Hinsky. He seemed kind of underrated to me last year. I thought he did really well coming from Toronto. He had a really good season when he was playing, in my opinion. Hitting quite a few of the games he was playing.
He was good, yeah.
But yeah, Coco Crisp, he says he still feels some problems in his finger when he's doing some awkward movements with his hand, which is slightly worrying because we need a strong center fielder because Willie Moe's kind of a corner outfielder. But hopefully he won't run into walls, like someone who won't be named did. And finally, this is the point I'm not too sure about. Dustin Pedroia from AAA Pawtucket.
Second base,
Has been brought up as the only second baseman for the Red Sox. Mm. The Red Sox could have easily picked up a second baseman on the market or traded to get
injury. Is a worry
to try and get a well-rounded and experienced second baseman.
Yeah.
I mean, Loretta wasn't that good offensively, but defensively he was average. I mean, he did hit a grand slam. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
Patriots Day. But I haven't been convinced so far with Pedroia. I'm hoping that he won't be a weak link in the team, but he has some good numbers, and if he's batting ninth, that means we have a pretty damn good, starting lineup. I'm really happy with that.
Right, guys, just a quick plug as well for the email. If you guys want to get in contact with us, tell us what you think of the show, what we're doing wrong, what you'd like to hear, if you'd like to hear us argue about certain topics.
If you'd like to hear your name on the podcast.
Yeah, just give us an email. We'll do whatever you say, we'll do. Unless it
within reason. Yeah. Hopefully kind of baseball oriented.
Yeah, that keep it Red good. Sox oriented. That would be kind of good. Yeah, useful.
Definitely.
Right, and also the email. Did I say the email?
No, you didn't.
Right. Well, if you wanted the email, it's on the MySpace as well, in case you forget. But the email is tmbpodcast@gmail.com. That's tmbpodcast@gmail.com. And we look forward to getting your emails, please.
Please email us. It just brightens our day.
It does.
It really does.
Right, I was going to tell you a story about a Yankee fan I met. I was in for all you Brits. If any of you guys know where Luton is, I was in Luton a little while ago.
Hang on a second. Luton, if you're not British, was voted the worst British town purely on just it being nothingness. Okay, go.
I don't live there, but if you do live there, it's lovely. please don't hurt me. What I was going to say is I was waiting at the station. This is about 11:30 at night. I was waiting for a train with some friends. And I happened to have my big Boston dugout jacket. So I was representing as always. I do try and always represent for you guys across the world. And
as we all
do. Yeah, we all do, yeah. This guy comes up to me and goes, "Oh, no, you're not a Boston fan, are you?" And I'm like, "Of course." And he said, "Oh, no, I'm your enemy." And I was like, "I hope not." He goes, "Yeah, I'm a Yankee fan." I said, "No, no way." I started walking away from him, but I thought it was a bit rude, so I came back. And had a little chat with him. Turns out he lives in Miami, was born in Miami, but he's just a Yankee fan because he likes the Yankees.
Oh, twisted Floridian.
I didn't understand that.
I mean,
I'm like, I said Florida, Red Sox spring training. I was like, what's going on?
Okay, there may be a small link here. The Yankees, their spring training ground is also used during the year for a farm team for the Yankees called the Tampa Yankees.
So?
So they have a link to saying that, he's from Florida. If he's proud, he should support Tampa or the Marlins.
Yeah.
Probably better go to the Marlins because they won a World Series a few years ago. But yeah, that's an interesting story. I mean, if you have any of these kind of Yankee, anti-Yankee stories, I mean, my birthday was a couple months ago, and I was in Hard Rock Cafe in London. And I'm in there with all my friends, and I'm wearing my Red Sox cap. And a waiter has definitely got a New York accent. And so I'm talking to him, and I'm like, "You're not a Yankee fan by any chance, are you?" And he goes, "Well, yeah, yeah." And I said, "I'm not leaving you a tip, though." So, I mean, if you have any of these kind of these stories...
send them in.
Yeah,
email.
Definitely.
We want to hear about them, and we'll read it out on the show.
Also, if you have gone to a British sports store, you see a whole wall of Yankees and Atlanta hats, and you've complained, please come. You know, send us an email, and we will kind of glorify and praise your name.
We do
for complaining.
If you guys listened to some previous shows, I think it was the last show I did actually. I was talking about what I do to people with Yankee caps, and like I do go into stores and tell them to stop selling Yankee merchandise. But you know, that's what we do. We do that for a living, free of charge.
Yes, absolutely.
But just to summarise this, this guy was really nice. He was actually on tour with the basketball team, with his his university basketball team. He's a really nice guy. Yeah, excellent guy. Just a shame he supported the Yankees, really. I felt sorry for him in a way.
Yeah, it's always a down point to some people. I mean, I love New Yorkers. I love Mets fans. Not too keen on Yankee fans, but they can still be nice. I mean, New York is great.
It is. It's a great city. I love New York. I just hate Yankee
just kind of stick to Manhattan Island.
I'll just leave you with one last quote from this guy I met. He said, if you guys are fans of hip-hop, he said, if you like hip-hop, we bounce in Miami.
Really?
So that was street lingo, I think.
Is that kind of like Will Smith Miami song
yeah,
kind
uh-huh,
of stuff?
Yeah.
Cool.
We bounce in Miami.
Wicked.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat.
Alright guys, I just want to say hello to one of these new blog kind of community guys that I've met. This is a guy called Cormac, and he was a national pitcher for the Irish baseball team, who have actually been getting some recognition recently because of their film, which is kind of demonstrating how baseball in Ireland has kind of evolved from like a community thing, and there's loads of kids playing it, to, you know, an international level. It's really fantastic. I'll tell you more about it in a second, but I just wanted to say, Cormac gave me this quote on my blog about how much he's really digging this spring training. He goes, "Now I know it's early on, but it's only spring training. I know we've only one game, but the rotation is really pleasing me." And he agrees with me. He's really pleased too. He likes how he's shaping up, and he thinks that if the Sox starters can really go those 6-7 innings, our bullpen should be in with a breeze. I mean, once we find a closer, it should be so easy. The bullpen will really sound incredible. Anyway, so yeah, he runs a blog based in Ireland, where
that's just to the left of like England, guys. If you're not British,
or just to the left.
Just to the left.
We call that West.
West. Well, if you're looking at a map, though, if you're in the States, you're looking at a map. Isn't the States is in the middle, isn't it? Where's? Oh no. Okay, I can't do it now. We'll figure that out for another day.
Anyways, so yeah, his blog is irishbaseballseason.blogspot.com. Check it out. Make sure he's got some really good news and opinions, and he's doing a thing called 100 Top Red Sox Players. Definitely worth checking out. It's a whole bunch of bloggers kind of going together and creating their list of the best Red Sox players in history. So yeah, anyway, this film is called The Emerald Diamond. And it follows not only the people of the Irish baseball team, but also the history behind it. And it's featured on Nessun. It just looks really amazing. The Irish baseball team able to make it onto the hallowed fields of Fenway and stand in front of the Green Monster. Definitely worth checking out.
Right, guys, so you know that us here at TMB aren't just Red Sox fans. We're hardcore Red Sox fans, I'll give you that. But we're not just Red Sox fans. We are Boston sports fans, and we are North American sports fans. And you guys have probably heard the NHL is coming to London. Now, okay,
yes.
This little plug here is aimed at the British guys listening to the show. So we've got the NHL coming to London. The teams that are coming, as a lot of you guys might know, are the Anaheim Ducks. I prefer to call them the Mighty Ducks.
Yes, they're always mighty, and they're led by Charlie Conway.
Yes, thank you very that's much. Right, yes. And we don't just like the team because of the movie. We like them because they're ducks. They're Mighty Ducks.
Quack, quack, quack.
The Ducks are playing the Kings on the 29th and 30th of September.
I think it's a Saturday and a Sunday. I think Sunday's a little bit earlier in the day.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. If you'd like tickets for that, if you'd like to look at details of that, go on to our blog, which is tmbblog.tk.
Yep.
And you can see on the side panel on the right hand side, you can find the link there and click on it. There's also a blog that's been written about that, dated March the 2nd. So if you check that out, you can read a little bit about that. The other sports that's coming is, you've probably heard about this as well, is the NBA. We're getting all these American sports coming in
NBA, and guess what? It's the Celtics.
Yes, Boston. We're getting a Boston team finally, yes. Right, so the Celtics are playing the Timberwolves. This is going to be in October. And you guys have probably heard of the Dome, all you guys in the States. You've heard of the Dome. Well, as the British listeners will know, it's been doing nothing since 2001.
A big, expensive, empty plot of land. Yes.
It's just a white thing with sticks sticking out of it. It looks like nothing.
Like a construction site.
It does. They've done a good job making it look like a construction site.
They have.
So now it's been turned into a venue by O2. And for dates and what's going on there, you can go on to O2.com. The O2.com. But also the link to the specific NBA site and tickets is again on the blog, which is tmbblog.tk.
Yep.
Also, if you'd like to, so going back to the NFL thing, if you'd like to look directly on their website.
NFL? Did we say anything about NFL yet?
Did I say anything about NFL?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm ahead of myself. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Let's
sorry.
Talk about NFL.
Right, as you guys know, well, you may not know. I'm sorry, I'm too jumpy. Guys, I haven't done a show for months. I'm just getting excitement.
See, I've got beer. Don't have beer. You should have a beer.
I need a beer. Get me a beer and we'll do it. Right, okay, sorry. So the NFL is coming to London. Now, that got announced first out of all these sports, and I think then all the other sports followed suit. You guys know the NFL played about 20 years ago. They came to London, played at Wembley.
I did. It was an exhibition game.
Now we're getting season games.
We are.
It's getting big now. I think the North American companies, the big NFL and all that,
finally clicked in.
They've just worked out that we actually like their sports.
We love it.
It's great. Bring it on.
Let me just give you a quick fact about this. Okay, they're holding this on the 28th of October in Wembley. Now, the new Wembley is meant to hold, I think, 85,000. Now, they did a pre-release interest thing. So if you're a member of NFLUK.com, another site you should check out, you could register your interest in purchasing tickets, which don't come out till later this spring. There are 85,000 tickets open. There were 500,000 applicants for these tickets before they even released. Now, that means tickets are going to be insanely hard to get, but also it means that it's not going to be 85,000 seats because they have to allocate seats to season ticket holder members of the Florida Dolphins.
Oh, really?
Miami
I didn't
Dolphins,
know that. Oh, okay.
And to New York.
Wow.
So there's going to be a lot less seats than English fans wanted to go, which means they're going to have to come back and do this again.
Oh, here's something interesting, right? I was telling you earlier about the guy I met at the train station from Miami.
Uh-huh.
He was telling me his cousin plays for the Miami Dolphins, which I thought was something quite special. I thought that was a little bit interesting, a little bit of a link there.
Or maybe he can get us some tickets.
Plays. Unfortunately, I didn't get any contact details there. I apologise for that.
Man.
If you guys wanted to go see the NFL, the link again is on our blog.
Yep.
And you can also, if you want to go directly there, it's what is it? NFLLondon2007.com. I believe it's the URL.
Yep, that's exactly it.
That's it. But if you forget the links, you go to our blog and it's all on there.
Plug.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Blog. just the last thing I want to spew out quickly while I'm on a roll here. MLB. Now we haven't had any MLB here. There's currently no plans to, but we have been doing a little bit of research, and there's quite a few different articles that have been dotted around 2004, 2005 about the 07 season, and the MLB, and I quote, very interested, end quote, in heading to London. Now, the articles we've read are talking about the cricket ground, the famous cricket grounds in England, called
The Oval.
Good thing you
hesitated, because no one needs to know where it
is. I don't follow cricket. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, the square, the oval. There's an oval in your town.
You know what would be funny? I want to see baseball in the oval, because you know how posh cricket is, right?
Yeah.
I want to see them, like, smashing some balls out.
Finally, after all this time, a real sport will be played in the oval. It's fantastic. If that goes through, I will be there.
Yeah.
With, like, a huge entourage of my friends.
We've got to do it. Guys, we need to drum up as much support as we can for get baseball over here, because it's really important. I mean, there are a few batting cages opening up around the country here.
We need to
big it up, guys. Just get it over here, please.
The main batting cage in London, not sure if you're any London listeners, but Northwich Park is going under some serious pressure from the council. They wanted to close it down for no apparent reason. We haven't kind of heard the final decision yet, but these batting cages are pretty much all we have for baseball facilities. So if you want to try and support us, there's a petition on playgolf.com, I think. If it's not playgolf.com, just Google playgolf and look at Northwich Park. You really need to check that out for us.
Right. This is a shout-out goes to any listeners that aren't in the UK. If you guys can go on to, playgolf.com?
I think it's playgolf.
Or Google playgolf, and if you register, just put your name down and where you're from, and I want to see what they do, knowing that people not in the UK are signing petitions.
Absolutely,
this.
That would be great,
guys. If you can show your support for baseball, if you love baseball with a passion like we do, we'd support anything that was going anywhere else around the world for you guys that didn't benefit us. If you can do that for us, we'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, guys, I know it might seem a bit desperate, but I really need people for the fantasy league that I've got. If you're interested in joining Marsh and I and some of our other kind of, you know, misplaced Bostonian friends, the Yahoo ID is 118089 and the password is Bambino. Please get in there. This is max 20 people. Let's repeat that again. ID number 118089 and the password is Bambino. You know,
can I just say,
cursed one.
I think we should give it a name. I think it should be called Beat the TMB Presenters. It won't be hard to beat me, guys.
Well, no. At the moment, there's a theme going, so we're doing. You have to choose a name of an existing Hall of Fame member. That's kind of how it goes. Just sign up to that if you can. That'd be good. Thanks.
Yeah, we'd appreciate a few more members. Be good.
Yep.
Right. Moving on. Return of Boston NL. Tell me about that.
Okay. I had this conversation online with a whole bunch of people. There's a really good site called wickedgood.info, and
does it have wicked good info on it?
It does. It has all sorts of kind of Boston commentary and people discussing Boston and sports, as well as having a fantastic Boston dictionary. So if you guys are in England, you're not familiar with the kind of Boston lingo like packing the car and Harvard Yard and all that business, then it's a place to check out, because it's got some really funny stuff. Like, if you didn't know, a packy in Boston is a place where you buy your liquor. That's not what you know over here. So there you go. Just check that out. Anyway, the return of the Boston NL. This was this discussion I had, and there was a whole bunch of people on the site so keen to have a Boston NL team like there was when there was the Boston Braves and Babe Ruth played for them and they won a World Series and all that business. But this just seemed to disgust me. After we had, you know, a World Series victory in 2004, the Red Sox are one of the most influential baseball teams in the country. We're one of the biggest money-earning teams in the country. We have the biggest offense. Why would they want to just switch? And I'm trying to convince these guys. They're like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, it would be good to have some, you know, a Subway Series, a cross-town rivalry like they have in, you know, San Francisco and New York. But what they don't understand is that the Red Sox fans have been loyal for all those years. Why would they go, oh yeah, let me just go and support some other team?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. End of story, yeah.
It really is not going to happen. And the other key thing is that we love AL ball. We love David Ortiz and him smacking homer after homer.
Big puppy.
What is this NL thing? How many times has AL won the All-Star game in a row now? I mean, the small ball is just some little bunts and little, you know, trotting around the bases. There's no real action.
You know,
please don't kill me.
You know what makes me laugh? My boy Bronson hitting stuff. That makes me laugh.
Well, last year, there was one point where Bronson had more home runs than Papi. That was quite funny. I mean, it kind of misses, you know, the fact that we shouldn't have traded him, which we really shouldn't have.
No.
Still, I still miss Bronson. He wants to come back, but he just re-signed for a bigger contract, sadly. But going back to this NL thing, my main point was the fact that there's one team in Boston is what really brings a sense of community together. Everyone, I mean, you can walk across the street, even if you're in London or any big city in the UK, and you meet a Bostonian, there's a good chance they'll be a Red Sox fan. Then you have a common interest straight away. You can talk about everything, and you can, they're your friend.
Yeah.
This is the best thing about the Red Sox. I mean, as much as the baseball is key, the family element of the Red Sox and the community and the being together is just essential. That's what makes the Red Sox the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And no other team has that.
Yeah, I must say, I do. Well, we both wear our Red Sox stuff just on a daily basis. You know, we'll just happen to put a cap on our shirt or whatever. But you know, when I'm going into downtown London in the summer, especially, which is quite often, I'll put on a distinctly Boston shirt, Red Sox shirt, which doesn't necessarily say Red Sox on it, but it'll say something that only Red Sox fans will recognise. And it's quite. I mean, it's quite often that someone will say, hey man, you're a Red Sox fan, or you know, I'll get talking with someone that's a baseball fan of some sort, and it's just really good just to meet people. I mean, a lot of the guys are, you know, American or, you know, wherever, but it's nice just to meet other people that are fans of the same sport or the same team in another country. It's great. I love it. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. Another thing, these people, they were saying that they wanted an NL team purely so they could have a retractable roof stadium. Now, this is what I don't understand. Rogers Centre is disgusting. Okay? Okay, it's Toronto, it's fine, whatever. But
it's not that bad.
It's AstroTurf. It's not real baseball. Yeah. You have to have the elements. You have to have the wind. You have to have smell of green grass and the smell of the sewer next door. It needs to be open. You cannot have an indoor artificial thing. That's not. There's no reason for there to have an NLT.
Oh, but if you're saying that now... Now, let me just go off course for a second here. If you look at NFL, you know how they have the video playbacks?
Yeah.
When someone like change, you know, wants to argue a call?
Mm-hmm.
That's not how football was played, was it? Now, you could say that's taking the game away from the game. But, you know, the Rogers Centre is not really taking the game away from it. It's updating it, modernising it, changing it. Whereas NFL... That video, looking at the video thing, you know, at a call, could change an outcome of a whole game.
I suppose that's a fair argument.
I mean, so it's just something to weigh up there and think about. You know?
Yeah, I mean, if they're really desperate to have an NL team in New England, I was suggesting have a team in Hartford. You know, they had the Hartford Whalers for the hockey as a second New England team. Have a team in Providence. Have it in another big New England city.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have a crosstown rivalry in Boston because too many people there. I mean, let me just recommend Hartford as that because there's a lot of confused Yankee fans and Boston fans, and they don't know whether they're closer to New York or to Boston. So just slap one there to kind of shut them up a bit. That would be cool. Sorry if you live in Connecticut. I mean, I love you really if you're a Red Sox fan, but if you're a Connecticut Yankee fan, I'm worried for you.
The bottom line is the Yankees suck.
Okay, I'm just going to do a quick recap of the scores so far in spring training. If you're in England and you listen to the sports radio, you get that really annoying guy going, Toronto 1, Boston 4.
But you don't, because they don't do baseball.
You don't. So
I'm
going to do it my own fun way. I'm just going to just kind of, you know, drive along with it. So, first game, split game series. There was Toronto. We lost, was it 1-4? Northeastern University, I mean... Come on, the college game's just easy. 11-0. Totally hammered. Another split game the next day. Toronto, we lost again to the people who beat us in second last season. That's not good. We lost 6-9. Then we had BC, was Matsuzaka's first start. Won that 9-1. And the one wasn't let in by Matsuzaka. That was by the bullpen later on. Okay, next day, Philadelphia. We lost that again. 9-12. Fourth day, Minnesota. Our first win of the Grapefruit League so far. That was a 6-1 victory. Then we had the Dodgers. We got to meet up with Nomar again, and kind of a lot of hugs going on. But we lost that 1-2. Then we were at Florida in Florida, and we won 14-6. Then we played the Mets. We won 9-5. Then we had a split game series. We had Minnesota, which we lost 1-0, and Toronto. We finally beat them. 3-2. And most recently we had Philadelphia, which we beat by one run, 11-10.
That's your Sox game summed up.
That's 5 wins, 5 losses.
As you know, we've been looking for a closer on the team, because at the moment we've found no one that sort of fits the bill specifically.
Well, especially since Papelbon's going to the starter role now. Well,
exactly, yeah, that's
or
the main
so
thing,
they say.
Yeah. So we're still looking as to who could be our main closer. So who have we got lined up for possible closers?
Well, we signed Joel Pinheiro from the Mariners for about $4 million. He's been doing okay. I mean, none of these guys have really been standout for me apart from Papelbon, and he's pretty set on being a starter. I mean, he hasn't actually started a spring training game yet. He's been pitching from the third inning, but he says, oh yeah, well, I've been calling these starts in my own way. But we have to see what he's like in the first inning. But if none of these work out and we find out that the closer role is really detrimental to our score, I wouldn't be surprised to see him back in there and John Lester go into the starter role. But anyway, so yeah, we have Joel Pinheiro, we have Chad Cordero, Mike Timlin could be back in for another spot. He was kind of doing setup man last year. He could be in there.
Yep.
Craig Hansen, he's had some injuries in spring training. It's kind of on and off whether he'll be good enough to play, but hardly any talk's been around him. He was really big last year, even though do that much in the majors. He was getting a lot of media attention. This year he's been kind of toned down. Julian Tavares, in my opinion, could be a good role. I mean, I think he has pitched closer before in his career. And it'd be interesting to kind of see what he could do, because there are moments where there's a certain flair about him. Of course, yes, there are those many kind of bullpen outings last season which he didn't do too well in.
Do we want to mention them?
Including one where we were actually at the game.
Yes.
But never mind.
Yeah.
And finally, we have Manny Del Carmen, who I always have to support because he's a local guy. He's from the Boston area. He's from Massachusetts. Sure. If he's going to get it, I'll be so happy. We need to keep that Boston guy on the team. And there was this whole situation where they were thinking of trading Hanson and Del Carmen and possibly even Lowell to the Rockies to get Todd Helton.
That's a bit extreme, isn't it?
It really is, because Todd Helton, in my opinion, is really overrated. And we would have had to pick up a big part of his contract. And the thing is, his numbers from last season were okay. But the key difference is the Coors Field. Coors Field is in Colorado, in Denver, which is the Mile High City. Therefore, the altitude helps the ball go over the wall. Now, we're not that high up in Boston. In fact, the Back Bay is below sea... Well, you know, level with sea level. So, I really don't see that working out. We want to keep Lowell. We want to keep Del Carmen and Hanson as our kind of up-and-coming pitching talent. I saw that as a bad move. Luckily, it's not gone through as of yet. Let's hope nothing shocks us. But I think that's about it for the closer role.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, well, I just have to wait and see what's going on with that later on.
Yeah, keep our eyes open. Right, guys, well, we're coming to about the end of our show this week. We've done an extra long show for you this time because we've been away so long. Weeks and weeks, months in fact.
I've been away even longer.
You've been away even longer. So
I haven't been on since like the third show.
Good. Do you promise to come back next time we do a show?
How about you promise to come back and bring the equipment more often?
Let's do that.
Okay,
we'll agree
we'll
on
shake
that.
On that. There
we shake
go.
On that, yeah. Okay, so we're going to get together and do a show more often. Hopefully we'll be back within a fortnight. I promise a fortnight. It won't be longer than that. Possibly
really?
A week. We never know. Possibly we know. That's about all we've got time for now. Because we've done a really long show. I'm sorry if it's taken up too much of your time. You should probably like do your job or do whatever you're paid to do. If you don't have a job,
then it's good time wasted.
Good time wasted. Do some more, you know, Red Sox research and reading up and
writing lots of emails and MySpace comments to us and commenting on the blog.
Do it. Yeah, the blog, don't forget guys, is tmbblog.tk. The MySpace is myspace.com/TMB podcast.
That's forward slash.
And you can email us at tmbpodcast@gmail.com. Guys, one last thing I'd like to say is we're really friendly with the guys over at Sockspace. If you guys are on MySpace, you'd know that. If you're not, if you've got a MySpace account, go click search, type in Sockspace. Great guys, you get news, information, it's really helpful, really good stuff to talk about on there. Loads of people on this talk.
Their news
is
really up to date. Like it's
on the hour.
Instant.
Yeah, instant news. It's great.
Yeah.
Great bunch of guys. We'll also be having something special for you next show. We'll have a little, should we say, reporter from the United States helping us out with the podcast. So look forward to that, guys. That's about it for the show. I'd like to say goodbye from me.
Bye bye.
And it's goodbye from him.
Yes.
That's TMB Podcast, guys. Have a great one, and we'll see you next time.
Go Sox.
We hope you have enjoyed the show.